Well, in the lead up to budget, the federal budget next week, and the looming federal election, probably 7 weeks away now, health is on the political agenda. The Prime Minister and the opposition leader both making pre-election health promises yesterday.
If a Labor government is elected in 6 or 7 weeks' time, within our first 50 days, we will reverse the freeze to Medicare items.
And so today we are making a series of now announcements to mean that for Australians who are diagnosed with cancer, the one thankful thing there is in that is that they can fight it here in Australia.
Well, in the midst of all this, there's a new research out today which shows that the health gap between the city and the bush is widening, prompting a call for both major parties to introduce a Medicare rebate for GP telehealth consultations. Currently, only specialist telehealth consultations are eligible for a Medicare rebate. Kim Snowball is the former Director General of Western Australia Health. This morning, he'll present this research to the National Rural Health Conference in Hobart. Kim Snowball, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
You've been crunching this data for the past decade. Tell us about this health gap. What is the health gap between the city and the bush?
Well, the gap, essentially, people are sicker the more remote you go in Australia. They're not only suffering acute illness, but they suffer from higher risks for a whole range of health conditions, diseases, many of which are based around environmental health issues and remoteness. So part of this study was to say, how well does the health system respond to this level of disadvantage and inequity based on where you live? And so what you would expect is that Medicare and other health initiatives would focus more attention into these areas.
Sure. Before we go to the remedies, perhaps, that you propose, is it measurable, this health gap? Is it measurable in, you know, longevity, length of life? Is it measurable in hospital visits? Is it measurable?
Yes, it is. And this study goes to that issue. So it identifies that people living in very remote areas, median age of death is 15 years younger than those living in major cities. So just on that one element, you can see a major disadvantage. Mm. It also goes to almost five times the number of hospital admissions. We have lots of what we describe as preventable deaths. So there's an assessment of deaths and the cause of deaths. And so much of the illness and burden of disease that we're seeing in very remote areas is capable of being prevented, and an early response to it will see those sort of statistics, those horrible statistics, improve.
Okay, and early response, I mean, we talk about this a lot over the years here on Breakfast, is lack of access to resources, lack of access to testing. What is the, you have one proposed mechanism to address this, which is if you can't get doctors out to all these remote communities, and sometimes that's just not practical. The doctors don't want to go there. The communities aren't big enough. Telehealth is the answer. Has telehealth delivered the solutions?
Well, that's what this study has looked at. And unfortunately, the short answer to that is no, it hasn't. And the reason for that is that Medicare items don't apply to GPs. So if a GP wants to provide a telehealth service into one of these remote communities and follow up, there's no Medicare rebate for the patient who's receiving that service. And that's the contrasting with specialists who do have access to Medicare for their outpatient type clinic services. So what we're saying is all of these health conditions are preventable with good primary health care. And general practice is the way that the Australian health system seeks to deliver that very first point of prevention, promotion, monitoring people's health and chronic diseases. So technology can overcome those boundaries of distance and isolation that these communities suffer from.
It's probably worth noting here that in our Medicare system, which is of course a universal healthcare system, that actual access to Medicare and Medicare rebates in areas outside the cities are lower, aren't they? I mean, there's not the access to bulk billing.
That's right. And part of this is, you said earlier, part of it is that we haven't been able to get GPs into these communities. Now, the reality is some of these communities are very, very small and quite isolated. So you're never actually going to see a resident GP in these communities. So what we want to see at the moment, we're getting trying to get people to visit those communities. What we're saying is we have technology available. Why aren't we using that to get these services into these communities?
Is telehealth, though, Kim, any replacement for a GP visit face-to-face? I mean, can it always deliver as much?
Well, at the end of the day, a GP will make a decision about whether they have to see that patient one-on-one, but not in every case do you need to do that. A physical examination doesn't occur with every consultation, as you can appreciate. But what this is saying is, in many of these communities, you don't even have a local GP. You don't have a visiting GP. You've got to go to a larger centre, often hours away, to access that GP. So we're saying, in the absence of that, you need to have a good telehealth, use technology to get those services into those communities. And Fran, to be honest, that if that was to happen, then you'll start to see some real transformation around these tragic statistics that we're seeing and constantly seeing, and frustrated the health system as to how we can deliver better to those communities, and technology offers part of that answer.
And you're saying that the key to that is a Medicare rebate, because without that, a GP can do a telehealth consultation, but if there's no Medicare number attached to that, they have to pay, they have to charge hundreds of dollars, I suppose, do they?
Exactly right. At the end of the day, the service has to be able to be affordable, but also the clinicians need to be paid for the service they're providing. So by saying Medicare should be funding those consultations, it means that the general practice community can start to look at different ways of responding to those very remote communities in particular. And I've seen lots of these communities now have the technology in those communities, which is fantastic, but
The internet coverage to deliver that, because that's another issue. I imagine people across Australia listening to this and going, well, I can't even get my mobile phone working, or my, the internet drops out.
Yes, look, many of them do, and that's the real benefit. And once we start getting Medicare-funded services through telehealth, then there'll be more and more pressure to get better technology and coverage into those communities. But I've been to many communities and I've had probably better coverage than I've had in some of the major cities. So it is patchy, there's no doubt about that. There are some black spots around that technology in terms of getting access. But we need to make a start, Fran, on actually delivering our primary health care services into these communities in a different way.
What's the resistance to it? Just briefly, we're only got less than a minute to the news, Kim.
Well, there's been lots of attempts, and most recently we've had a recommendation now from the review into Medicare to say that these services should be available in terms of GP telehealth, and that's what needed. It will cost $180 million to get the equivalent access to a GP service to a major city into these communities. We should be doing that now.
And that's $180 million that they'd be spending anyway if there were doctors available, I suppose. Kim, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kim Snowball is the former Director General of WA Health and Director of Health Fix Consulting, and that data is being released today.